Now, just find your contact point for a moment. That spot on the back of your leg where it touches the surface beneath you. And just stay focused on it momentarily. Let your mind quiet down a little bit. Any images in your mind? Just notice them and return to this contact point. And in the same manner, on some of the other tapes that we've talked to our intuitive self through certain kinds of body sensations or images in the mind's eye, tuning in to that little voice, any kinds of responses that have come up from your intuitive self and the way that it communicates and the way that answers and responses have been recognized to some degree at a conscious level, perhaps in just a murky sort of way, just as there are intuitive parts to all of us that have the capacity to bring through information. There are also sometimes parts of us that have objections to becoming more intuitive. There may be a part of you that objects, has some considerations, some concerns around developing and using your intuitive capacities, or around being intuitive about something in particular. And this part of you that may have objections can communicate through words or feelings or images. And just try to listen in. Try to focus and or sense the level from which an objection might be coming and what an objection might be. There may be no response at first, or something may come to mind right away. What would it be? What would be a good reason to inhibit, to block your intuition? If there is one. What would be two good reasons? Are there any objections to your becoming more consistently integrated with your intuitive self? Anything that comes to mind, in general or specifically, about one thing, one situation? And if you've identified an objection, a concern, let me ask you one more thing about it. How is it trying to help you? If you were to try to understand it a little, to try to get inside of it, try to discover what the concern behind the concern is. What What is your objecting part trying to do for you by blocking your intuition? What's the good reason behind it? How is it trying to help you? What is protective and legitimate about these concerns, about this part of you? Now, you may want to take a moment to write down anything of significance. The next part will begin in 30 seconds.